Bill Cowher was on the Dan Patrick Show, and we were talking about this on Monday. Why would Mike Tomlin not name a starting quarterback after the preseason finale? Everybody else is doing it. If your friend jumps off a bridge, would you do it too? I don't know. Everyone else is doing it. You know the answer is Russ Wilson. Why didn't you announce it? Well, Bill Cowher has a theory.
Because there's two different styles of quarterback. Why give someone a little extra time to prepare? I think you're preparing for Russell Wilson. You can see that, you know, he's going to stay in the pocket. He's not looking to run. He's looking to throw down the field. Justin Fields is an element in the running game. He's another guy that he's an option. So I think it's just doing it from a strategical standpoint. And obviously you're going down with Arthur Smith, his first game at Atlanta, where he just came from. And so I think Russell will be the starter, and I think it'll be a package of plays that you'll have for Justin Fields. And you see how that evolves through the course of the season.
You buy that?
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. As soon as I heard that, it's the first time I've heard that, that made a lot of sense. From a coach's mentality, yes, you strategically and not showing your cards, that makes a whole heck of a lot of sense. But I think people understand that, and other teams are smart, that it's going to be Russell Wilson. So, and you're going to prepare for packages of Justin Fields, but that does make some sense.
It would make more sense to me. It does make sense. Mm-hmm. It would make more sense to me if it's week three, and both guys played in week two,
mm-hmm.
and this would fit more in college because you don't really see a lot of this in the NFL, but after the game week two, you don't announce who your quarterback's going to be because you only have a week to prepare, and you're going to get the game plans in on Tuesday, you're going to give it to your players on Wednesday, and now you don't know which quarterback it's going to be. But you've got, from the end of that final preseason game, all the way up to September 8th now, which we're talking about, 11 days? Where you've got time to prepare for both guys. Now, you have time to prepare for both quarterbacks, and I think you were probably, like you said, going to prepare for both quarterbacks either way. That might be something that Mike Tomlin thinks about. You're always looking for a competitive advantage. And we see this in college all the time. It drives me nuts, but it is perfect for the pettiness of college football. Like last year, James Franklin wouldn't release a depth chart.
Right.
We see it all the time. No depth charts, things like that, because, we want to keep them guessing who's playing where. Even Pat Narduzzi with the or at quarterback, you want to keep them guessing. You want that little extra edge. So I do understand it. I know that Justin Fields and Russell Wilson are different players too, and the offense would be different with each guy, but how much different could it really be? Like, you still got your offense. Like, you might do some more read option stuff with Justin Fields. How much would it really change between the quarterbacks, do you think?
You would just have to prepare more for the run.
Just an extra guy to account for.
But you're already going to do that if you do see him in the game. But if he's in the game the whole entire time and he's the starting guy, like, your game plans and your thought process, your base defense will be different than what it would be against Russ. So it would change a lot. Doing a package and seeing him run on the field or seeing some signals where he's going to go into the game, and then you kind of replicate that with your defense. All right, we're sending in this package, the Fields package, to stop him on defense, is different than our whole game plan is surrounded around Justin Fields, and he could throw. It's not like he's like a runner back there, a wildcat quarterback. Like, he could throw. Like, that would change a lot. It would.
I don't want to see a package for Justin Fields. I don't want to flirt with any quarterback controversy. I want Justin Fields to be in a position to succeed when he is the Steelers starting quarterback, if and when he ever becomes the Steelers starting quarterback. I want the line to have gelled. I want him to land in a place where it's never easy, but it's easier to play quarterback. And I don't want there to be, when I play my first home game in Acrisure Stadium, boos ringing down on Russell Wilson. And I think you invite that with Justin Fields. However, if they're going to do that, against my judgment, I'd like to see sometimes both quarterbacks on the field at the same time, if they're going to do it. Again, I wouldn't do it, but if you are going to do it, get as cutesy and weird with it as possible.
Yeah.
Like, why not have Justin Fields in motion? Why not have Justin Fields in the backfield? You can be creative. I'm not talking about 5, 6, 7, 8 plays a game once or twice. Give them something to think about.
Yeah.
Why not? Mm-hmm. If you're going to do it, that makes some sense to me.
Yes.
Because, you know, 3rd-and-1, 4th-and-1, red zone, those seem to be the situations that people are calling for it in. I want Russ out there setting up the blocking schemes on a short yardage situation, maybe audibling to a pass if he needs to because they're stacking the line, something like that. In the red zone, Russ was very good last year, 20 touchdowns, one interception. Unless you're going to get super weird and freaky with it, I don't know that there'd be a situation that I would prefer Justin Fields to be on the field over Russell Wilson right now. I really don't.
I wonder how much he is willing to do, though. Like, I would love to know that question. Like, are you willing to be a running back, a sidecar next to Russell Wilson? Are you willing to play receiver? Like, I don't know. He might be like, yeah.
Yeah,
like,
for a play or two?
Yeah, let me get in there. Let me get a part of the mix. I don't know. Or because there's quarterbacks who are like, I'm just a quarterback. Like, you know, like even Lamar Jackson did that when he was coming out of college. Like, I am not running a 40 because I know you're thinking about moving into receiver. I am a quarterback. I don't know how Justin Fields thinks at this point in his career. Does he want to show all his dynamic ability and his athletic ability? Or is he like, I'm a quarterback and I just want to go in there and be a quarterback whenever my chance comes?
Well, we know what Cowher would do. Cowher would have him all over the place.
Yeah, he'd slash.
He'd be slash.
2.0.
I'm not even talking like that, like, oh, you're a wide receiver. I'm talking like, and I'm happy you bring up Lamar Jackson, because the first year where Lamar Jackson was there, it was only 9 games in before they finally turned the offense over to Lamar Jackson. Before that, he would be on the field with Joe Flacco.
Yeah.
And then they'd have Flacco run out. And I always kind of hated that with Flacco because he's not, he's an athlete. He's an NFL player, but he's not a threat. I just saw someone post, one of these football accounts post yesterday, a hilarious moment where Mark Sanchez was split out. Why? Yes. Did you see that one? Yeah, in the corner goes, bang, and he freaks out. I think the Jets are up 16 points or something like that. You're just putting something on film, and Mark Sanchez about pooped his pants. Russ, I think if you had both guys, and we're just having fun with this, if Russ is your quarterback, but you also have Justin Fields on the field in the huddle, now the defense is going, all right, what's going on? And if Justin Fields splits out wide, you're really thinking he's much more than just a decoy. But he could be a decoy.
Right.
Because you're thinking, all right.
You're playing full speed. Like
you're not
just kind of glancing over like, okay, like I'm gonna just move in a little bit and just let him, you know, just be out there by himself. Like I'm thinking I'm going to cover him.
Yeah, he could run a stutter and go. Yeah. Like, he's the best athlete on the field. So you have to account for that. And then if you do a little switch-a-ma-doodle there and you got Justin Fields taking the snap and Russ Wilson has to run out wide, you still have to think about that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what's Joe Flacco going to do?
Nothing.
If Joe Flacco motions into the backfield, you have a defensive lineman run with his ass.
Right.
But Russ, still a good athlete, not what he was, but still a good athlete. And Justin Fields, I'm saying I wouldn't do it. But if you are going to do it, you might as well trick it out, man, and make it as goofy as possible.
And I honestly think that they will. I think that, why not? I really do think that they will explore that and go down that route and let him do some different things. And, you know, I said that even like last week, you know, third and one, I was on that kind of, but now it's like, yeah, Cordell, you have so many guys that can do so many different things, and then you don't have a receiver room that you feel comfortable about, and I'm putting words in their mouth, but I'm sure that they feel the same way. You know, we have what we have. We got to utilize everything. I mean, that's what I would do if I was Arthur Smith. I'm like, look, okay, I got all these guys that can do different things. There's only 11 positions. We're going to use these guys and the athletes to their best ability, and I'm going to get really creative and have some damn fun with them.
I'm with you. Cause, I mean, think about this, man. Like the last 2 years, the offense has been putrid. Putrid, putrid, putrid. Worst in the NFL, or at least among the worst in the NFL. This year, I'm expecting, hopefully, an offense that's flirting with average. But can you throw Justin Fields out there for a couple of snaps? Again, I wouldn't do it. But can you throw Justin Fields out there for a couple of snaps and steal a first down here and there? Because the defense that is prepared for traditional offense and is cramming just to learn what's going on. And you're trying to think about, if you're Atlanta, you're looking at tape from last year.
Yes.
You're looking at tape from 2020. And then you're looking at Steelers tape from last year because you're trying to get with the personnel. You're already thinking about all that. And now you throw this other wrinkle out there. Can you buy a first down or two? So, yeah, I mean, there is some value there. I wouldn't do it. You risk injury to Justin Fields too, but I can see the merit. And when a guy like Bill Cowher, when a guy like you say you could see it, then I think I have to take it seriously.